Chapter 34.
Of course, Dalla should have expected this, given Fel's closeness with the blue-skinned, red-eyed, xenophobic Chiss. His bodyguard and assistant was even a Chiss. And yet, how could she have known?
Admiral, Ramal's voice cut through her galloping thoughts. Do you think they really are what Fel says they are?
It makes perfect sense, Dalla said, recovering.
The irony that the Chimera had once belonged to Admiral Thrawn, for whose hand the Empire of the Hand was named, did not escape her.
But he may have just overplayed his hand. Shock value is a very nice thing indeed, but they are grossly outnumbered. Fire when ready!
For the first time since she had known him, Ramal hesitated.
The Chiss Ascendancy
has nothing to do with those ships out there. They belong to the Empire of the Hand, and obviously are Jag's pets. Now don't make me repeat my order.
Of course not, Admiral.
Target the main Star Destroyer, she said. Let's get their big boys first. Then we can...
Whatever they could do remained unvoiced, as the Chimera was suddenly rocked by an attack from...
Behind us! Cried Ramal.
Who the hell?
But of course Dalla knew. She didn't know specifically yet which one of them had suddenly turned tail at the sight of the Chiss vessels, but it had to be one of the Moffs. Ramal knew exactly what she meant and barked,
Gatels!
Even as he issued orders to launch TIE fighters and Dalla's three corvettes to crush the betrayers, Dalla watched as the Chiss ships began to attack. The Narcissi clawcrafts and airstrikers targeted the TIE fighters, while the massive, sleek Star Destroyer fired its maser cannons directly at the Chimera. More than conventional laser weapon technology, the uniquely Chiss masers utilized both laser and kinetic technology to buffet and damage at the same time.
Gatels,
Dalla swore softly. It all became clear now.
That traitor would be nothing more than messy particles in space by the time we're done with him. Lesserson!
Here, Admiral,
came Lesserson's oily but welcome voice.
I've already begun targeting Gatels. At least now we understand how it was that Jagged Fell managed to escape point-blank assassination.
Dalla felt heat rise in her face. She'd been a fool to trust Gatels. It was a novice's mistake to underestimate one's foe. Gatels was obviously a more intelligent and more devious Moff than she had given him credit for. It was all unraveling. First Fell, then the Empire of the Hand, now Gatels.
Indeed, we do, she said to Lesserson. Do whatever you like with him. Save the ships if we can, but don't trouble yourself over much with saving his crew members.
Admiral, I hardly ever distress myself with such things,